let you know who the winner was in our green and white prognostications from Friday. Boy, we had a ton of calls, and pretty well everybody was picking the Riders, which is always good to see. We did not have anyone that guessed exactly the total score, which was 77 with that 40-37 win on the part of the Riders. However, the two closest to that were Wes in Regina and Calvin in Warman, and their combined scores both were 64. So when we get a tie, we flip the coin, and it was Wes in Regina who had made his Rider prognostication, his green and white prognostication. And Wes, you get the $100 Sherwood Co-op gift card today. And Evan will be back tomorrow, and come Friday when the Riders prepare to host the Toronto Argonauts at Mosaic, there will be another edition Friday morning of green and white prognostications. Our Rider reporter, Britton Gray, joining me. Like, it was just such a crazy game. We went from the high of seeing them develop a 23-7 lead at one point, and then the fear of, oh my God, no, they're going to blow it here. Like, the ups and downs of that game were just absolutely wild, Breton.
Yeah, it was a thriller that did not need to be a thriller. It was, you thought this team was going to just crush the Stampeders. Jamie and I, we were watching the game. He thought the Riders were going to put up 50 on them. That's how that game felt like it was going. But hey, that's the beauty of CFL football. You never really know. And the Riders said it afterwards. They kind of let that team off the hook. They let the Stamps back in it. They let the Stamps stick around. Not a good habit to be in, but what is a good habit is finding ways to win. And once again, much like last season, this team is finding ways to win games.
Wasn't it great to see the energy of Kian Schaefer-Baker, shake and bake? And let's hope he stays healthy this season for the entire season.
Absolutely. You kind of forgot how good he is because he missed most of last season, came back, you know, working his way back. But he is so tough to bring down. He's one of those guys who the first defender never really tackles him. He either runs through them, or at least it takes two or three more guys to come in to take him down. And I mean, you mentioned the energy, right? He's one of those guys who you can tell just has a lot of fun playing football. He does the pose on the sidelines when he catches righties out of bounds. He really brings the energy, which is something we thought this team kind of missed last year, was that energy. That spark plug, that guy on the field who gets a first down, lets the other team knows he got a first down. And that's what he's really bringing this season. Great to see him out there. And of course, a fan favorite. And you can tell with just that personality he brings as well.
Oh, absolutely. And the big question now is, how's AJ Ouellette? He had to leave the game with an injury. Anything new there?
Nothing quite yet. Of course, the Riders aren't practicing today, so we'll have to wait and see there. It didn't look good, in my opinion, because he didn't come back in. He left fairly early, and you could tell that team just when he was out there that they were missing it. They didn't go to the run as much as they did before. That kind of allowed Calgary to get back in it. I like how Thomas Bertrand-Houdon runs the football. He's okay in pass protection, but you can tell they just didn't have the confidence in him in that one to really rely on him late in the game. So we'll have to wait and see what that is. But boy, if this team loses AJ Ouellette, there is a little bit of concern there, especially because, in my opinion, he's one of the best pass-blocking running backs in the entire CFL.
No doubt. And what a beast Tommy Stevens. Holy smokes, two touchdowns for him in that game.
Yeah, maybe the most underrated or underappreciated at the time signing, right? The short yardage quarterback doesn't usually get a bunch of headlines, but he's such a weapon for this team. I remember when they missed him last year, you can just tell there's a different feeling. It feels like when this team has 2 yards to go, it's almost automatic with Tommy Stevens. He's the best in the CFL at being able to find that gap, find out where to go, get those touchdowns. And so it might go down as one of the biggest free agent signings of the Jeremy O'Day regime when you think about it, with what he's able to do for this offense.
Any concerns about our kicker situation with Alex Hale?
I think you need to know where that button is, the concern button, and get ready to hit the panic button, right? I think you should at least be aware of where it is right now, maybe take it out of the drawer. But, I mean, Corey May said it. Both games he's played so far, there's been some pretty nasty wind. Hearing from people who were out in Calgary, it did sound like it was one of the windiest games they can remember going to out there, right? And so a little concern, yes, because he hasn't hit past 40. You need to hit past 40 yards as a professional kicker. But I think this team still has confidence in him. But if he misses again, and if he can't hit from 40, you have to wonder, well, maybe where do they find a change and maybe go out and re-sign Jonathan Kim, who looked really good throughout training camp, or find someone else.
And what a great game for Trevor Harris. Man, he was on the mark all the way through the game.
Yeah, he's been so good, so surgical, so efficient. He's better right now than he was maybe throughout most of last season. The way he is finding guys, the way he's able to see the field. But he said he's 40 years old, but now he has all the answers to what defenses are trying to do. He knows where to go with the ball almost pre-snap. And so he's been really good. It helps having those three receivers healthy, though, right? One of the big storylines heading into this Calgary game was, yes, Calgary beat them last year. But in both those games, they didn't have Sam Emelis. They didn't have Keen Schaefer-Baker. When you have those two plus Keyshawn Johnson, that might be the best three receiver, the best trio in the league, right? When you look at what they can do, the different skill sets they have, this offense is going. You're hoping the defense, well, there's been a couple, there's been some changes there. They're working through some stuff. If they kind of can really get up to speed, boy, this is looking like another scary team this season.
Oh, yeah. Well, 2-0, and I know it's early on here. So let's go ahead to Friday here. We got the Toronto Argonauts coming out west for Game 3 for the Riders at Mosaic. Any thoughts as to how this is potentially going to be going?
I mean, I'm going to pick the Riders. I think they will win, but boy, Chad Kelly is throwing that football. Yes, he had four interceptions, but also four touchdowns in that game. He looks really good. It's going to be interesting. They're, of course, calling it the Prairie Blizzard game. They're technically the away team in this game because this is one of those Toronto home games where they had to leave their stadium due to the World Cup. It counts as a Toronto home game, so the Riders will be wearing their white jerseys. Going to be weird seeing that at Mosaic Stadium, seeing another team in those, in the home jerseys. But I just think with the way the Riders are clicking, Chad Kelly looks really good, yes, but a lot of the other team, Kevin Mattal looked good as well. But a lot of the other team with the Argos, with their defense, they don't have much of a run game. I don't think they're quite good enough right now to keep up with the Riders team that's really clicking. So I'm expecting a Riders win, but hey, you never know in the CFL.
Isn't that the truth? And you say they're calling it the Prairie Blizzard game?
Yeah, it's the Prairie Blizzard game because they want fans to show up in white as well. They want it to be a whiteout, much like the Winnipeg Jets do, because they're technically the away team. This is going to be an Argos home game, in air quotes there.
I'd be a little careful naming something the Blizzard, though, because of the weather we've been having this spring. Jeez, anything is possible. Are we doing tailgate for this game as well?
I do believe so, yes. There's still that tailgating opportunity. I am curious. You think they'll let the Argos run out of the side there with the big bring them out song or not? Probably not.
That's a good point. What did you make of the crowd numbers in Calgary? It looked a little sparse, I thought, watching that game.
Yeah, I think there is some concern in Calgary. There was concern last year about just the attendance out there. Now, it should be said, McMahon Stadium, yes, it's hosting the Grey Cup, but by all accounts, it is not a great stadium. It's not in good shape right now. Yes, they replaced the turf, but they could really use some upgrades out there. I also think there were some weather concerns around Calgary. Of course, it was very windy. I think there was concerns about a storm there that might have drove people away, but there are some worries in terms of attendance, not just in Calgary and Edmonton as well, about Alberta and the CFL. A little bit of concerns there.
Yep. Well, let's make sure we get some more bums in the seats here coming up Friday at Mosaic. Britton Gray, thanks so much for your time today.
Not a problem.
Okay, we're going to put a wrap on things. Evan Bray will be back in the chair here tomorrow. Coming up in the news, the latest on the incident in Melville from overnight, and now also word out of Montreal of a shooting that has left the gunman dead, an officer dead, and a civilian as well. Okay, get out and enjoy this first full day of summer, if you can, with the weather being as it is. Brent Laux, happy to be filling in today. As I say, Evan's back tomorrow. The Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.